All right, guys, we're back. Hey, what is up to all my chat room dogs out there? Shout out to everybody that's listening to the show, guys. I got questions. Put a Q in there. Guys, I got to understand something. It's very important. I appreciate all the super chats. Thank you very much, guys. I want to explain something. I don't tell you guys to ever interview women. I don't tell you guys to ever hang around with a woman for an hour. I don't ever tell you guys not to talk to women because I actually believe, okay, I actually believe that, look, when you meet a woman, I'm not saying you got to be on the phone with her all day, every day, but you got to establish some type of communication with the woman in between days because you're not the, okay, as I told you guys, and he never listened, you are, when you meet her, there are guys before you and during, and after you walk away, there will be after. When you have her attention at this point and you go away for 2 days, you fall down that pendulum because this is not the 1950s where she's waiting by you by the telephone. She's got other guys talking to her. And when you don't talk to her or establish anything with her, you are already setting a tone that you don't know what you want. And then when you talk to her after 2 days and just say, come over to my house, listen, as I said before to you guys out here, I don't ever wish anything bad on women, and I don't want women to get beat, harmed, or great, with the G, not the R, the great, you know what I mean? I don't want that to happen to women. And women are cautious nowadays because the red pill has made them cautious because it's like it's this thing where people just want to harm women. They want to abuse women because they're so mad at women. So women are on caution. So a woman is not just going to go over to your house because you asked her to cook some food when your motive is sex. And I tell you guys, it's okay to have that motive of sex. It's okay to have that. But the problem is it shouldn't be the first, second, or third thing on your mind. The thing that what you guys have to understand about everything I'm teaching you or even talking about today, this is why women don't want to talk to most of you guys because I'm not saying it's bad to want to sleep with a woman. That's okay. I'm glad you want to sleep with women. But that man's problem, that call, you, some of y'all right, African guys, they're stubborn as fuck. They don't want to hear no fucking American. As most Africans hate us, our asses anyway. But that doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. He worships women. And that is the biggest problem to why they walk away. Oh, we're connecting all this stuff. He worships women. And he doesn't have a worship for himself and his time. See, gentlemen, there's a difference when you're talking to a woman and you're connecting and you're making her feel something. See, he was that guy. Do you remember that when we played? He's that guy. The guy that I played. Do you remember the YouTube? This audio. Remember this? He wanted to kick that woman out because she wouldn't fuck him. See what I'm saying? And the problem is guys like that are they're not. Listen, guys, I can get you pussy easily, but I can't get you to believe in yourself. That is something that you must come to grips with. Because a man that believes in himself is not going to talk to a woman that way. As if life is porn. Okay? See, the thing is about a man is I'm not selfish, okay? But what I'm saying is I'm showing her that my time and who I am is very important to me. And because it's important to me, I'm not going to waste words. As I told you before, I remember I brought up the Eddie Murphy thing, 1,000 words. And the thing about Eddie Murphy is in that thing, You must not waste words. Men do not waste words. And if you're talking to a fucking woman for an hour, you are wasting her time. Her time. And then what reinforces the time waste is he's not a – he can't be a student of mine sitting and doing that stupid shit. Somebody told him to do that shit. I didn't tell him. And I am not knocking anybody that – listen. This is why we keep telling y'all, stick with one mentor. Because if you mixing shit up and doing what other motherfuckers tell you to do, this is why y'all getting all confused. Stick with one motherfucker. Because I've never told you not to take 2 days off and not talk to a woman and then run and then tell her to come over to your place. I have never told you to do that. Because what he doesn't understand is when you have game and a mouthpiece, they want to come over. Like I was saying with this woman or this woman in this clip right here, right? If he spent the day with her, making her feel sexy, making her smile, making her laugh, making her blush, talking to her, and showing her it's not about the sex. It's just us enjoying each other's company to a point where she begins to trust him. I am telling you, that fucking woman will find a way to that guy's house, and she, it is getting hot. Oh my God, is I'm just getting dizzy now. You know what? Hey, I know your place. I know your place is close by. You mind going to your place? Listen, guys, when a woman knows that you are safe and there's trust. And she realizes that there is experience. See, let me show you. See, the guy in this video that y'all see, the one that sat around and had an attitude because she wasn't fucking him. What? It's you can't. He was acting like the woman. See, the way I would have played it, we would have had a great time, and I would have made her smile. I'd have made her blush. I'd have made her feel all these things. Even though I made those feel those things. I'm still not pushing coming back to my place. I'm not going to push it, but I bet you she will. Because you know what? She'll realize that, no, it's not me being a gentleman. It's me not being needy. I don't need to fuck her because through the interactions, I'm already fucking. I'm already fucking. So I don't need to fuck her right now. I've had times with women when I let them go, they'll be like, well, why didn't you offer me to come over your place? Because I didn't want to. I just didn't feel like it. Because I don't have to do this shit. But the reason why she wants to come over to my place is because through the interaction we had outside the bedroom showed her that I know how to handle her pussy, her body, her feelings, where I'm not going to make her feel like shit. I'm not going to make her feel like a slut. I'm not going to make her feel like dirt under my shoe. And we're going to have a moment that she chooses. If she wants to continue it, we can. It's up to her. But she knows that the way I am, smoother than the other side of the pillow, not pushing anything. Hell, I wouldn't even have her come over to my place to cook. I never want her to feel like that's the agenda. And that's why they want to come over, because they realize it's not the agenda, because they're trying to figure out why he ain't he asking me to come over. Why is he trying, out of all 98 of them motherfuckers, ready? With no self-worth, no self-concept, no laws, rules, codes. They're not smooth. They don't know how to be romantic, sensual, sexual, smooth, seductive. They don't know how to be kinky, dirty. They don't know anything, but I just want to fuck. Okay, that's all they know. She's asking, why is he not like those guys? Why is he so cool about this? Why is he so calm about this? Why is it when I'm with him and spending time with him, God, I just enjoy, I mean, we're actually talking. And we're not, what do you do for a living? And we're actually talking, and through the conversations we're having fun and we're enjoying each other, and he's making time go by, and I know I got a date at 9 o'clock, but you know what, I'm gonna cancel that shit. Fuck him. I'm just gonna call him, because I want to hang out with this motherfucker. I want to hang out with, listen what I'm saying, I want to hang out with him as long as he'll have me. And this is where women are smart enough. Because if I want to hang out as long as you can, oh, hey, what's up? What's going on? Oh, man, it's just so hot out here. You know what? Oof, man, I need some AC. You know what? Wait, isn't your place close by? Oh, yeah, we can go hang out at my place. Oh, well, if you want me to, I mean, is it okay if we go by there? Because it's just, you know, the sun is hot and it's just, you know, it's just kind of make me a little bit dizzy. And I just, you know, you don't think women, you don't think women are smart enough to position themselves that way? Where they will make an excuse to get to your fucking place without you trying to force her to get to your place? Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Because once she realizes that my time is good, and once she realizes I am connecting, she can see through me that I am not desperate. I'm not needy. I am just a good time. But she's also going to know that I am not attainable. Listen to what I'm saying. Look, in order to have me, she knows she's got to put work in. Guys, this is y'all's problem. A woman opens her legs and y'all just fucking, all right, let's fuck. I mean, it just doesn't add up to me. The lack of self-worth that you have. If you will accept a woman just showing up and fucking you, what does that say about how you see yourself? But that versus why you don't fuck. And that's what they get from the majority of guys. No self-worth. So a person with no self-worth is good for a dinner, is good for being a shoulder, is good for paying a bill, but he ain't good enough for me to suck his dick. Why would I suck a guy with no self-worth? Matter of fact, why would I fuck a guy that has no self-worth? What if he gets me pregnant? My kid's going to end up as a no self-worth, weak-ass motherfucker like his daddy, and I ain't having that. I don't even want to get near that dick. Because I don't even want to touch me and I get pregnant and have a worthless-ass kid. And y'all don't even think about that stuff. But this guy, unfortunately, he doesn't want to learn. He's not a student of the game. He don't want to learn game. Because if he would have knew game, he wouldn't have waited 2 days. And he damn shouldn't have wanted to ask her to come over and eat. You don't ever ask a woman over to eat. If the motherfucker was just doing what he was taught, and what my real students do, to position yourself, your house is a wonderland which will draw in the curiosity of the woman because like the diamond, it's withheld from the market. It's withheld from the market. So if she knows that she can't just get dick on general principle because the dick is withheld from the market and not flooding the market, it changes and makes a shift in the woman, okay? It changes and makes a shift. Hold on, let me get this out. Let me see. No, wait, let me stop right here. Wait, let me answer this. 69S69, please listen to me. Listen to me. Please listen to me. I appreciate that you're here. But allow me to correct you. Only reason modern women are trash is because you can't fuck. The only reason why modern women are trash is because you can't get no pussy. So you think you feel better by knocking a woman. And I'm asking you kindly, please do not come in here and talk shit about women because men don't do that shit. So please, I ask you kindly. I'll let you slide on this shit. But if you want to bitch about women, take your fucking ass and go two doors down. Because I'm here to teach you how to be a man, not a bitch. So if you want to bitch about women, get your bitch ass over to that other side of the street. But if you want to learn how to be a man, shut your fucking ass up and ask questions and listen. Because nobody want to hear that fucking shit. That's the problem with you motherfuckers. All y'all do is want to talk shit about women. You just mad because you ain't fucking them. You mad because she ain't fucking you. You mad because you got to take her out to dinner and she dump your fucking ass. They're not trash. You're trash, bitch. Fuck, you know what makes me mad? It's not me getting in your ass. It makes me mad because you make me fucking protect these fucking women. That's what the fuck makes me mad. Because what you're saying is not true. Because if they were so trashy, why the fuck do you want to fuck them so much? Why is everything you're doing for a woman if they're trash, motherfucker? God damn, y'all pissing me off with that stupid shit. But anyway, let me ask this question. So, but wait, let me answer. Hold on, move this shit. So if a woman opens her leg to a guy immediately and fucks, that means she lacks self-worth. No, listen to me. You're not listening, M. A woman is going to fuck the man that has self-worth. And the man that has self-worth ain't trying to fuck because he's already fucking. He's already got rosters of women. So if he's got a bunch of women to fuck, why is he rushing it? And the fact that he's not rushing it is why she's going to fuck him, because he's withholding from the fucking market that is flooded. You fucking surface dwellers, flood the market. We're not part of what you do. We're saying that you've got to prove you're fucking who you are. You've got to be worth my curiosity. You've got to be worth my time. You've got to be worth my attention. You've got to be worth my fucking respect. You got to do all that shit before you even get the dick. Because it's withheld from the market. Because everybody can't get it. Because I ain't like you. I'm not trying to give it away. Because it's precious to me. But you guys are flooding the market. That's why you ain't getting it. So she's not going to open her legs to you because you're flooding the market, because there's nothing about you. You have no self-worth. That's why you're flooding the market, because you want to get in and get out because that's all you know what to do. But I don't need to get in and get out, because I'm going to fuck the shit out of her every which way here. And I'm going to make her come. I'm going to make her have orgasm. I'm going to make her want to fuck me, goddammit. Because I am the diamond. I keep showing you. I am the thing that's withholding itself from the market. Not because I'm trying to fuck. Because if you're trying to fuck and do that, you're doing it for the wrong reason. So you're not really withholding yourself. You're playing fucking games. I'm literally telling you that I am so motherfucking cold. I got fucking options. Your option. I'm opportunity. So when a woman sees opportunity, she's going to take said opportunity because she wants what every woman wants. Women don't want you. That's why she doesn't want you, because she knows why you're not wanted, because you ain't got no women. How does she know that? Because if you were fucking, you wouldn't be doing the shit you're doing right now and trying to flood the market with dick. You would flood the market with your knowledge. You will flood the market with, you ain't special till I say you're special. You ain't sexy till I say you're sexy. But you don't do that. Y'all guys don't do that shit. That's where y'all get the whole game wrong. Listen, I love making women smile. I love talking to women. I love that shit. Y'all should love that shit. There's nothing wrong with talking to women, but you're not talking to women. None of you are talking to women. Asking her how her day and what does she like is not talking to her. She has heard that shit from elementary school. She don't want to hear that. You're a grown-ass man. Well, what are your thoughts on time? You know, time comes by, and every once in a while, time happens. And what do you do for a living? Oh, let me tell you what I do for a living. Man, they don't want to hear that stupid-ass shit, because you're the same guy to be like, well, how was it? Did you like it? Did I tear the pussy up? I mean, what the fuck? I'm trying to be real with y'all, man. I'm trying to show you guys out here that you guys out here cannot say no, because most of you guys are lacking self-worth and self-confidence. And all of this is stemming from not only fears, but it is also stemming from a lack of experience, sexual experience. You guys think women are like us, meaning you think they're just a piece of pussy, right? You think they think we're just a piece of dick. They can think that. But that's not the first thought. If you cannot make an emotional connection, and I didn't say be emotional, I say make an emotional connection with her to show her that I am unpredictable and uncertain. That's the first step. She knows you because you flood the market with dick. I am unpredictable and uncertain. And please listen to me. I don't try to be unpredictable, and I don't try to be uncertain like I'm trying to play a game, okay? I don't do that, okay? What I'm saying is that I am something she's never met or felt before because I took time to learn me and what makes me worthy for myself. You guys have not even, you don't do that, because how can you be uncertain and have uncertainty and be unpredictable if you don't even embrace your uncertainty? If you don't even embrace who the fuck you are, you run away from who you are. You don't grow. You don't want to grow, because who you are, you always hide from or try to cover him up, because some of you are ashamed of who you fucking are. So how can you be anything to somebody else when you can't even be that shit to yourself? I mean, I'm thinking about that, guys. I'm not, the lines are open. Now, I want y'all to think about that. You got a question here. Let me get this question. I'm sorry. Question. So what it seems like is you're trying to teach boys not to be men. Okay. Not boys to be men. That's not be surfy, creepy, showing abundance of mindsets and behaviors. No. I'm teaching people who choose to learn that you are not the sum of your weak-ass parts and there's more to you, but you have got to learn how to find it yourself. I am not here to teach you how to not be anything, because most of you are thirsty and most of you are creepy and most of you are set in your weird, creepy ways because you never even took the time to learn yourself, to guide yourself, to create boundaries and rules for yourself. You've never taken the time to do that. And because you haven't taken the time to do that, I'm not trying to teach that. Nobody can teach that because most of you guys are not students of the game. You're not students of the game. You're students of quick fixes. You're students of running around trying to get some sidebar pussy. That's what you're a student of. It's not a bad thing. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. I know 818 and a 310 called in. So if 818 or 310 wants to call back in, please call in. You're more than welcome to call in. What I am saying is you guys are wasting your life away. You guys choose not to take risks. You have no standards for yourself. But yet you think women want to fuck you when you're not even doing anything for yourself. There's nothing that you're doing for yourself when you're sitting around thinking, making everything about pussy. See, the man that ain't fucking is the man that makes it about fucking. And y'all don't understand, y'all are a giveaway. You're a dead giveaway that you don't know what you're doing because all you want to do is fuck. And I don't want to make that a bad thing. I think it's great that you want to sleep with women. I think that is great. Thank God y'all want to sleep with women. What I'm saying to you guys is that if that's the only thing you want to do, then there lies the problem. Because the problem is that you are not being the opportunity. Okay? She should see you as opportunity. This guy is making me feel things that, I just met him. I know I shouldn't fuck him. Hell, I know I shouldn't even suck his dick. But you know what? All right, girl, calm your nerves down. You know what? Let me just flirt a little bit and see how wow. Look how he's looking at me. Wow. Look how he touched me. That's a little different. Damn, he's looking my eye. Oh, my God. Did he just kiss? Whoa. Shit. girl, I'm tingling. Girl, my pussy get, oh, my God. Damn. Whew, calm my nerves down. I calm my nerves down. Guys, let me tell you something. I met women that did the same thing. And listen, guys, didn't fuck me that day. Listen to me. Didn't fuck me that day. Didn't fuck me that day. But you know why they fucked me later on that night? Because they were going over the day through their minds. And sometimes they don't want to just fuck right away because they don't know if I'm the real deal as far as judging. So sometimes they take a step back. And sometimes they're like, you know what? They were, you see, what happens is, you know, like, guys, see, I don't understand it. See, when you're kissing a woman and you know what you're doing, oh, they're going to rub their pelvis up on your ass. They're going to kind of roll. Women have a way of, like, when they're up on you, they have a way of putting their legs between your leg while they're kissing you and kind of rub that clit through the clothes up against your leg. Y'all miss that. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. But you know how you know it? Because if you don't listen, you always got to listen to the whispers and the moans. You will know what you're doing. And if you're not doing that, and sometimes they got to stop themselves. You see what I'm saying? You know what? Oh, this is going too fast. This is going too fast. Now, when they're saying that to me, I'm different from you, because when a woman says going too fast to you, motherfucker, oh, come on, girl, come on. Come on, baby, let's just, it's okay, all right, okay, I understand. And then you jumping on her again. She's like, no, stop. Come on, girl. You know what? Walk home. And then you get all in your fucking feelings. No, you know what? If it's going too fast, I'll stop that shit. And it's not a game. Because I'm showing her that, listen, I know what you're probably thinking right now. And what you're probably thinking is, I know you want to give me that pussy, but you're just not sure. And because you're not sure, I'm not going to push. Matter of fact, guys, listen to me. I'm not going to push it. I'm going to pull the fuck back a little bit to show you that I'm not trying to push that shit, which is going to make her want to push forward. And I'm not even running game here, guys. I'm not even running game. 4-3. Who's four? This better not be this African motherfucker. 437, what's your question?
Steve.
I know,
Steve.
This seems very awkward.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, dude.
One sec. Oh. No, I just had a little update for you. Hello?
Yes, I'm doing a show. What's up?
Oh, yes. So I called her and, you know, what I was going to do anyway. She's coming over and I made it clear, like, hey, massage also, I said that, full body massage. She said only back. I said no, full body, whatever it is. So the intentions are clear. Why I'm calling is to, I know you can't help me. I get it. But in the space when she's here, I'm looking for some type of gain, some just a little bit of improvement to get to what I want eventually. You know, the cooking, letting her know, you know, I'm going on a rant here. So this is unclear. You know what, Steve, I'll save you the time. I'll just hang up.
Thank
but,
you.
Yeah. Coming over.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. I'm glad he did that. Thank you. He knew the right thing to do. See this, guys? See what I'm saying? The fucker doesn't even know what to do when she comes. This is so funny about you surface dwellers. You even get them over and you don't even know what the fuck to do. It's like, anyway, get back to what I'm saying, okay? So, now, listen. Okay. So let me show y'all something. So I'm, okay, we're flirting a little bit, okay? We're flirting a little bit. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring her close to me, and yes, I'm going to be the one to have her leg in between my leg to give her the opportunity, because I know where this buildup is going. But the buildup is going in not just how I kiss her, it's what I'm saying after I'm kissing her. It's bringing the moment, but it's also realizing, okay, some women do not like public displays of affection. They're not going to show their nasty side in front of everybody, and I know this. So I don't know which one she is, and I'm not even going to try, but I know when we got to pull back, okay? And I'm fine with that. I've done it several times, guys, and it's not game. It's not a manipulation move. It's that, you know what? I keep telling y'all guys, I'm not trying to fuck. I'm showing her why she should fuck me. She wants to do something, but she's trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Because the way he's talking to me, the way he's looking at me, the way he's flirting, the way he's touching, and the way he kissed me, and what the fuck he did afterwards, why isn't he trying to bring me to his place? I'll go. But yet, he's not making a move. He's just chill with the shit. How many women does he have? See, gentlemen, if she doesn't ask you about other women, or see, they know motherfuckers like me have options. They know that. But I don't throw that in their face. They always ask. I never throw it in their face. But here's the thing. Even when we end it, and here's some of the problems. Even when I try to end it, see, a kiss can turn into more of a pelvis rub that can turn more into, well, I got a few minutes, you know, let's just get in the back seat. That can turn into, well, can we go somewhere else? That can turn into leg spread your ass cheek, or turn into, well, let's go back to your place. And I'm not trying to manipulate this. Guys, this is not manipulation. I'm just saying she sees experience with me. And most of the time they give it to me is because I'm not trying to beg for it. And if they don't give it to me that day, dude, let me tell you, it's beautiful. We're on the phone and shit, chopping it up and stuff. And she tell me, you know, well, she's like, well, I don't have any plans. Hint. Well, I'm not doing anything. Hint. Hey, what are you up to? You busy? Oh, you seem like you're not. Oh, you doing anything right now? What are you up to? Nothing. You know what I can be up to? Hey, you know what? Why don't we meet in a safe spot? Right? You see, I thought I was going to tell her to come over, right? Y'all thought I was like, why don't you come to my place? No. I'm not forcing the issue to come back to my place. I want to be in a safe area where she feels safe. I don't want her to ever feel that I'm one of those guys that's going to try to take something. That's not me. I don't believe in it. And I tell you guys, don't even do that kind of stuff. I will not do that. But why I get them is because I like to take them to the playground. I always, you know, even when I was working, I always loved to take women to the playground because I love pushing them on a swing. It's so something so fun in that shit. But anyway, so, but again, it goes into what she wants to do. And sometimes it won't even get to the park. She's like, you know what? Well, I'm not doing nothing. You know what? I'm having dessert right now. Or I'm watching something right now. Guys, listen to me. Unlike you, when she says, come over to watch TV, we ain't watching TV. When she says, hey, you know, I'm watching TV, I'm not doing anything, if you want to come over and watch it, you can. For you guys, that means you're actually going to watch the TV show. She wants you to come over because she just wants to spend, she wants company. But when she's asking me to come over, we fucking. It's not going to get the TV. So then, as I show you guys, all you guys that don't know game, what do I tell you to do? Because nobody's ever teaching this shit. Get your peroxide, toothbrush, scope outlast, and for me, my go-to thing, Allure. This is my thing. Guys, y'all, I keep telling y'all, go to the mall and just get a sample of this Allure. This is my shit. Anyway, so I am preparing my body for said activity. One thing that you motherfuckers don't do. The peroxide is to kill all the bacteria that your fucking toothbrush and your fucking scope outlast won't kill. That's why you switch it around your mouth. Don't swallow it. Switch it around your mouth. Your mouth is going to bubble up because all that bubbling is killing all that bacteria in your mouth, under your tongue and all that shit. And then you take the scope outlast, you switch it around, brush teeth. Okay. Then when you wash your body, you take your cologne and put it into your loop of your towel, because the heat of the shower is going to open up the pores all in your body. And you get it all sudsy, and you just rub, you just wash your body. The cologne is going to get in your pores, so when you're fucking, she's going to still smell you as you sweat. That's going to come out of the pore, okay? That's going to come out of the pore when you're fucking, okay? So I'm already prepared for that, so I'm going to go over there and everything. And listen, When I see her, yes, I'm going to give her a hug. And I see her just like she come over my house. Yes, I'm going to twirl her around. But yes, after I twirl her around, you think I ain't going to turn her around and push her ass up against the door and give her a kiss and grab her hand and walk her to the motherfucking couch and sit her right next to me? You probably won't even get through the first fucking 15 minutes of thing because we're going to be all over each other because you don't understand the pelvis rub, gentlemen. Y'all don't get it, man. When they start rubbing their fucking pelvis up on your leg, even when you start kissing, you already know what time it is. When they're rubbing up their, listen, they got a way of not only rubbing their bodies up against you, but you got to learn how to listen because the moans and the and the all that is game. But even though that's game, I'm still going to lead that shit. And you know what? I'm going to make sure that, you know, because a lot women are smart enough. They'll have the lights dimmed out and everything, the TV on and all that other stuff. And I'm going to tell her to turn out this fucking, turn off the fucking TV. Turn off the TV. Put on your favorite music and bring your ass over here. Put on your favorite music and get on top of me and straddle me while we have our clothes on. And while we have our clothes on, that's when I'm going to bring you close to me. And that's why I'm going to look at you and I'm going to whisper some shit in your ear. And I'm going to start, listen, I'm going to slow drag this shit. Because I'm going to make you, look, I'm going to make you come with your clothes on. And I'm going to show you this. And I'm going to show you this, that. We started at the couch. No, Jay, I said allure. I didn't say axe spray. See the, all right, let me cover the back. See the bottle? It says allure. See that right there? I didn't say axe spray. I didn't say fucking Old Spice. Get this. I promise you. Promise you, Jay. I got you. Anyway, so we have the lights out. And she's still rubbing up on my leg, grinding on me while we're kissing. Now, while we're kissing and she's straddled on me, see, y'all guys would do this or grab her ass cheeks. I, on the other hand, because her knees are bent on the thing and then you got calf and ankle, I'm taking my thumbs. Now, I'm going to show you the move. I have no problem. This is one of millions, so I can show you this one. This is one of millions. That's not the drug right there. But let's flip this leg. We flip that leg upside down, okay? Let's flip the leg upside down as if you're looking at it as it's upside down, okay? Just think about it like that. It's upside down. I'm going 3, 2, 1. And I'm taking my thumbs, and not only now, there's going to be three. Now, listen, I'm going to get a little deep here. It's not. Okay, you got, before you get three, okay, let's look at it like this. Let's go 1A, 1B, all right, 1C, 1D, 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, okay, before you hit the three. So on three, I am with my thumbs, okay? Now, remember, this is part two to three, okay? So while I'm kissing her, I'm going to take my thumbs. Outside of three, roll them around to part A, get B, come back around, get C. So I'm going to work the whole ankle. I'm working the ankle, but I'm working the ankle, and I'm coming up and over. So I'm work. So if she's straddling me, remember, guys, I'm working the ankles and the thighs. Now, guys, that's why I'm kissing her because, again, I can shift. I can go right leg. And then do something with my right hand while I'm kissing her, and I can do something. You know, again, this is five play, master the bedroom. This is kissing 101 moves that I show you guys. But what I'm going to do is my first orgasm I want is the first one with her clothes on because she's not even expecting that. She's horny. She's moving. But I'm moving in the same rhythm of her, but I'm controlling the rhythmic flow. I'm controlling the flow and the actions of what she's doing, because from that chair, I'm going to lift her ass up. And where do I want to take her? The kitchen, fucking living room. We gonna christen that whole motherfucking house. But every area will be an area in which I'm going to do something totally different. So if I make her come in the living room, then if we're in the kitchen, that's where we're going to take her clothes off, and I'm going to eat that pussy in the kitchen. Or from the kitchen, we'll go back to the dining room, and that's where I'm going to do some more moves. So everything I'm just trying to show you, I want to give her the experience. See, she's not expecting what she's expecting. She knows something's going to happen, but she just doesn't know what's going to happen. But when she hears a motherfucker say, turn off the TV, that's an oh shit moment, because the average motherfucker keeps the TV on. No, no, no. We're going to play your favorite music. We can turn your fucking music on. Turn your music on, baby. You see what I'm saying? But the experience is going to go all over, because even if we get to that fucking refrigerator, dog, I will open that refrigerator and find some fruit find some fucking fruit in there. I'm telling you. You see what I'm saying? I am making sure, let me check the phone lines. I'm making sure that every move that I make with her is carried over, because it's not just the touching. It's how I'm talking to her. It's what I'm saying to her. It's how I'm moving her. I am letting her let herself go in a way that she's never done that, because after a while, again, some of them will cry because of this shit, because of the experience. They don't cry for sadness. They cry because of the experience. It's an overwhelming emotional thing when you're not just trying to rip her clothes. I want to give experience, brothers. I don't want to be like you average motherfuckers, but all this comes back to what I'm saying. I don't want to keep going, but what I'm saying to y'all guys out there is that most of you guys cannot say no to women. I can say, guys, I promise you, I am not going to lie on my dick. Had a naked one on the bed, and she thought she could control me. She thought, you know, she was upset because I have other women and all this other stuff. And we had a powwow. I told her, look, I said, if you bring this shit up again, I'm gone. And she was like, cool. But she thought that, well, if I give him some pussy, it'll give me my chance to say something to him. Guys, butt ass naked. I am this close to sliding in. And as I'm sliding in, she brings up another woman. I think it was other bitches or what. She brought up something. It was something with another woman, or yeah, I bet your bitches don't do this or something. And you know what? Put my clothes on and walked the fuck out and broke her ass. She was broken because she's never been used for a guy to walk away from pussy. Okay? She's never been used to that, okay? What moves do you make with the fruits? You can learn that in 5 Play 1, 2, and 3. You can learn that in the making out. You learn that in the fucking 101 back. You just got to get the product to see. Next question he asks here is... the playlist is dropping pretty soon. I want to set it up where I have like a radio DJ that's a woman that's going to do something. So I'm kind of working on that right now. Once I get that done, I can start laying everything down, and it's going to be the same thing over again. Kind of like an introduction where I'm looking for something, just trying to do something different. Just trying to do something different. Give y'all like give you a radio feel type thing, you know, with the scenery, with the music and stuff. So, but what I'm saying to you guys out there that's listening, that they walk away when they feel like shit. They walk away when they don't feel sexy. They walk away when you treat them like they're fucking meat. And you should look at yourself like a 5-star restaurant or a 5-star hotel or something, where you're so great at what you do, you give a service. Why are some men scared to approach women in public? Well, the reason why they're scared is the same reason why you're having the problem, because you're talking about other men. That's your strike number one. The reason why, because you're first off, your first thought is about other men and not you. That's strike one. Your second strike is that you're worried about women. That's strike two and not yourself. So in order for you to even have your question answered, you got to change your thinking and stop worrying about men. Yeah, I know you're new and I appreciate you being here, but as a man, we don't ask questions for other men because we don't give a fuck about other men, okay? All right? I thought I was the only one done that before. She assumed that she wants about me and other chicks. I didn't say it. My ego doesn't need stroking like that. Well, again, it comes with the territory of jealousy. It comes with the territory of being territorial. When a woman meets what I call the unicorn, I mean, when she meets a man that actually takes her to places that she never knew, she's going to be really into that guy. So the senses are heightened. So the jealousy is heightened. Being territorial is heightened. Missing is heightened. So the pain is heightened. The tears are heightened. Everything is heightened because it's coming from a different place. See, the thing is her tears, her anger, her jealousy, her rage, her passion, and all the other stuff is on a minuscule level because it's coming from the surface. She doesn't even know. And again, I don't do weed. I mean, I smoke the weed of me, but I don't do weed, nor am I judging. For my weed aficionados or the guys that smoke cocaine, if you do, whatever you do, I'm not here to judge. I'm saying you know the difference between a vape pen that will give you a buzz if it does that versus something that gives you an actual high. That's the total difference of surface to core. Surface, the high is the buzz because they think the buzz is actually the high. But no, the buzz is just a buzz until they actually get a high. But the high comes at a cost because that's where the addiction comes at. If that makes any sense. That's where it did. Hey, you have to put a Q. If you have a question, just ask it. Just ask it. Just put a Q and ask your question. I got you. If you got a question, go ahead and ask. Lines are open. Let's see here. How many minutes we got? We went to an hour. All right, we almost. All right, I just want to make sure. How long have we been talking for? Three. So we got 30. We'll do 30 more minutes. We'll do 30 more minutes. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, and this is the importance of the game. This is all important. What is important here is what if you can give her the same high without even touching her? What if you can give her the same high to make her pussy wet without you even being around or even make it tingle with even the thought of what you are or what you can't, just not even knowing what you are. Is sex, man. It's beauty in this shit. You see what I'm saying? I say thank you to 195. I appreciate it. 195. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate that shit, man. I appreciate that. But what I'm saying to all you guys out here, and this is the importance of game, is that in order to win, you must be willing to pull yourself away from the market. The market is the reason why you are self-destructing because the market is setting you up for sabotage, okay? You're setting yourself for sabotage. The cost of the high is your own self-discipline. Well, no, the cost of the high is not your self-discipline. The cost of your high is her getting the remnants of your self-worth. See, your self-worth is at a place that most guys will never even know about. Guys don't know about their core. Most guys don't even know they have a core, right? Where her high is that he's not trying to fuck me. He's not trying to make me feel like a whore. He's not trying to make me feel like a slut. And yet I want to be a whore to him. I want to be slutty. I want to be nasty. I want to tell him nasty things. You know, I feel such a sense of freedom but I feel a sense of, I don't even know who the fuck I'm becoming when I'm around him. Because when I get around him, I see things not through him, but I see things in myself that I never even recognized. And the funny thing is he's recognizing things in me that no man has ever, again, like I tell you, see, motherfuckers that got game, I keep telling y'all, we listen and pay attention. And we wait for the right time to show her that we're listening. Guys, I tell you, I've talked to women that have told me something for maybe a month or a year later, and I still remember that shit and bring that shit up and do that shit. You know what I mean? Question. Do you think when the content creator suggests that you say to a woman, I just want to fuck, is that beginning to condition the woman to think that you don't? Well, okay, listen. Stay away from that. I'm telling you, stay away from that. Okay, listen. As I said before, it's not bad for her to know that you want to fuck, but she already knows that. Okay. If you're a black man, how would you feel if a woman held her purse when she walked by you? Hey, listen, didn't know nothing about you, but held her purse. How would you feel about that? How would that make you feel? Or somebody just judging you off of what you, how would that make you feel? You got to think about this. So let's look at this. Okay, let's look at this. Sex appeal. Okay, well, Peach, you guys, it's in the poetry. I talk about that shit in the poetry a lot. But I'll talk more about that kind of shit with the radio thing. But hold on. But what I'm saying is that you will feel offended. Right. See, these guys are setting you up for a downfall. But I don't, and listen, I'm just saying it from our perspective. This is why we tell you don't say that. Every woman you meet thinks she's repackaging her. Okay, as soon as she breaks up with somebody, as soon as she cuts somebody off, she's repackaging herself. Just repackaging herself up. And as she's repackaging herself up, she's calling back from the bullpen, judgment, belief system, values, and trust. They're repackaging themselves. She is not going, okay. You do guys understand that there are a lot of these fake-ass content creators telling you to say just let's go fuck because they learn from fucking porn. Life is not porn. And when you say I want to fuck, you don't realize what you're saying to the person. You don't understand the judgment. Remember, I teach y'all judgments. When you tell a woman, I just want to fuck you, not only what does it say about you, but what are you saying about her? I just want to fuck you. What are you saying about yourself? I mean, let me ask you a question. Did your mother raise you in a fucking barn? I mean, really. I mean, seriously, guys. I mean, and I'm not trying to be a dick here. But there's a way that you say shit. You don't have to. You don't have to say, baby, let's fuck. Or, baby, I want to fuck you. Guess what's going to happen? When you're doing it right, they're gonna let you know they want to fuck. Hell, they'll let you know when they want to play with their pussy. They'll let you know everything you need to know without you even having to ask because they want you to know. But if I'm saying, let's fuck, well, what does that do? But listen to me. Let me say this. Some guys can say, let's fuck, and fuck. But let me explain why most of you guys can't say, let's fuck, and fuck. You see, the guys that are telling you, let's fuck, and they fuck, it's the reason why they can and you can't. See, the guy that's saying, let's fuck, is because some of these guys do have self-worth. You don't have any self-worth. You don't believe in yourself. You're scared of women, and you worship women. So whatever comes out of your mouth is going to be creepy. See, this is where they fuck y'all over. See, they don't see, you ever know when you buy something, there's that white, there's those little white words at the bottom that you can't really read? You know, they sell you something, there's just those lines at the bottom that you really can't read. Well, you know those lines at the bottom, right, when they tell you to fuck? They never tell you that you know what? It ain't going to work if you worship women. It ain't going to work if you have no experience. It ain't going to work if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, because let me tell you something. Now, Joe, let me show you something, Joe. Let me show you something, Joe. And I'm going to tell you why you saying let's fuck ain't going to work. I'm going to tell you why. For the past 7 or 9 years, damn, it's even been more than that. Maybe it's been 15 years. It's been a while. Shit, has it been 20? Okay, I would say between 15 and 20, because I can't really mark it. But okay, let me show you something, Joe. Every September, or excuse me, even August to September, for as long as I can remember, I have created what is called the Halloween game, okay? And what I do is I tell everybody that wants to do this, I always read the white lines. I give them the warning. I say, okay, listen, if you do this, it's going to make you like a fish out of water. Because the first time in your life, you're going to be the center, not only the center of attention, but sexy, beautiful, single women are going to be coming up to you, taking photos with you and everything. It's going to be a whole life experience. So I warn you first. I say, listen, I warn you first that if you do this, you're going to be out your element for the first time, because for the first time in your life, you're going to have women coming up. They're going to be dead on your ass. That's the warning. So then what I do is every year I will post a link to walk you. Now, listen, I do the videos. I show you how to create it. I show you how to set it up. I show you how to market yourself. And if y'all don't know, I'm the only YouTuber that does this. Ain't nobody doing this. So what I do is I create a costume for guys to be a fortune teller for sexy single women. That's the costume, okay? Now, in that costume, what I teach them is that you're not only reading her fortune, but you're about to give her your number. You're about to break her down. Okay? And once you do that, because everybody wants to dress up as Batman, guys want to dress up as mummies, you know the basic bullshit everyone does. No. You're going to be a whole motherfucking man with a Fu Manchu if you can, and you'll be walking around like an old man just offering fortunes to sexy single women. And I walk you through every step. I walk you from the first moment you see her, how you twirl her around. I walk you to the point where you hold her hand and touch her from her wrist all the way down and give her a hand palm reading. And then I show you how to flip them cards over and break down her fortune while you give her your number. Nobody's teach you shit. But regardless of what I'm showing you, let me show y'all something. So many guys do it, but so many guys don't go in that club. So many guys go in the club and get scared when beautiful women roll up, they get scared as fuck. See, the problem with, and this is what I'm trying to show you, Joe, is that you actually don't want to fuck a woman that way. Because if that woman tries to give you pussy, you will be intimidated. See, most of y'all guys are intimidated by women that are aggressive. You want to know how I know? Let me show you how I know. You know how many people I've... Okay, for as long as I know, for y'all watching me, again, I'm the only YouTuber that has his own dating chat line. Y'all know about that. But what is the warning I tell all you guys? I tell you guys that if you go on my dating chat line, all the women want to do is get off and masturbate. That's all they want. They want to play with their pussy. So if you ain't got the mouthpiece, you can't do it. But in them playing with their pussy, y'all can exchange information, and then you can set everything up. You know how many guys I coach for decades now that get on that chat line thinking that they're ready to tell a woman I want to fuck, and they hear an aggressive woman, and they become intimidated by the aggression to where they're saying, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh. She wants to really fuck me. Oh, my God. And these women get on this motherfucker. Hey, I'm horny. I'm hot. I'm looking for someone to get my pussy off. I'm looking for someone to get me wet. And then they get on live with you. And you're like, well, and she's like, hey, how you doing? Well, how you doing? Well, all right. So tell me how you're going to take this pussy. So listen what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Okay? Listen to what I'm saying. In your mind, you want to ask a woman that you want to fuck. But you actually don't or have the capability. Because let me tell you, I've also had guys to do that shit. They're like, okay, you know what? I'm a go and tell a fucking woman I want to fuck her. And guess what? The woman says yes. And they can't even get their dick hard because they're nervous now. They're like, oh, shit, she wants to what? Just like that fucking African motherfucker. What do I do now? You know, I'm talking all this shit. I'm trying to get over my house. Well, what do I do now? I mean, she's coming over. What do I do now? What do I say now? How do I touch her? How do I kiss her? How do I move things from A to B? They're like, all right, you want to fuck? All right, let's see what you got. And because you're in your head, because you don't know what to do, it will affect your dick. I tell the guys all the time, I don't mean to be rich bad on you, but when you become nervous because you don't know what to do, and when you're meeting a woman, now, when you meet a woman, it's like, hey, because I've had guys, listen to me, had guys do not only the Halloween game, but let me tell y'all something else. Because just like the Halloween game, Valentine's Day, okay? So Valentine's, now we're going to start to do more of it now because COVID is kind of letting up. For 15-plus years, the week of Valentine's Day, that week, not only do we tell you what to do with women, but we are the only YouTubers that will – I am the only YouTuber that – well, look, I will look up what area you're in, and I will find the singles events for you. If y'all see it, if y'all see it this year because of the COVID thing, I will find the Halloween events for you. Hell, I'll even find the 4th of July events, and not only find the events, I'll give you a choice. Do you want to go to a swinger club, or do you want to go to a regular club? You just let me know. You give me your address and where you – not your address. You give me your city, and I'll do the work. Listen, I'll do all the work. All you got to do is show up. And guess what? I do all the work. They show up, but they get scared because they're actually in what they've always wanted to be in. You welcome in those single events the way I show you how to do shit? Okay, you're, everybody's on your ass. What are you going to do? They get scared and go the fuck home. And they call me and the coach says, Steve, look, man, I appreciate it, but I was nervous. Steve, I couldn't handle it. And here I am. I had women grabbing my hand, taking photos with me, wanting me to read the thing. And you know what? I couldn't handle it, so I went home, Steve. Steve, I got out of my parking lot. I saw a pretty woman in the parking lot that had me do this, and I couldn't hit. I went home. It's like, I'm not ready. I thought, you're right. This is what I'm saying. Most of you guys actually think you really want to fuck, but you actually don't want to fuck, or you want to fuck on your terms where you can't handle aggressive women. Because that woman you're asking to fuck, what are you going to do when she's like, well, let's go right now, muff. I want that dick. Will you show me that? Get fucked this shit. How you going to get this pussy? Talk dirty. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then when she says, you know what? I want to fuck you and let's go to the store and get some coupon covers and shit. I want to be nasty. What are you going to do then? So it's not a thing of saying let's fuck is that it's bad. But what I'm saying is wrong. No, wait, no, wait, one more thing. Hold on, wait. Let me show y'all something. One more thing. Hold on. Let me tell you the biggest fuck up. Since 2019, can someone correct me? Is it 2019 or 18? When did COVID start? Gentlemen, when did COVID start? Let me know. Was it 18 or 19? Was it 18 or 19? When did COVID start? Does anyone realize? Can anyone just give me that history lesson? What's that history lesson? Can anybody give me that history lesson? If y'all can let me know, I'll wait for y'all to tell me so I can break this down. Can someone give me the COVID? When did COVID start? Does anybody know? Hold on, wait a second. I got your question. One second. So we got 2019. I think it was around 2019. Yeah, somewhere it was 19. It was somewhere around there. Okay. So look, listen to me. Watch this, guys. Last year, listen to me, guys. Okay, you know COVID shut down clubs and everything. Everybody was in their house. Guys, listen to me. I started telling these guys in December as things were loosening up, and I started getting them ready. Fourth of July is right around the corner. So in June, I'm telling these guys, I'm saying, all right, guys, 4th of July is going to be the first COVID-free holiday. This is going to be the first time last year that women get to go outside who have been bottled up for as long as they've been bottled up. And this is going to be the first time ever sun, moon, and stars have lined up, and you're not going to deal with average women. You're going to deal with aggressive women. You're going to deal with women that have been bottled up, can't shake their ass, missing out on dick, some of them. And they're going to be looking for dick. And they're going to be very fucking aggressive. So I said, we set up 4th of July. Hey, give me your address. We'll look for some 4th of July parties. If you can't get to, because again, if you should be getting to a gathering, picnic, or pool party for the 4th of July, if you're doing it right. But for a lot of you guys out there, I told you guys that the women are going to be on extra aggression. And guess what happened, guys? I told you. All you got to do is just make sure, listen, let's make sure you got your mouthpiece right. Make sure you got the kissing 101, the making out, the fucking 101. Make sure you're good on that. Make sure you got a little bit of the dirty talk and a little bit of masturbating, because, again, they're going to be very aggressive. It's no longer I'm a good girl. They're looking for a body. It's aggressive. They're getting out. Do you know how many of you motherfuckers damn near broke a record of talking to me, telling me how I didn't believe you, Steve, whatever. So I went, and when I went, the girls were dancing all on me, and they were hitting on me. Ready for this? And I didn't know what to do, so I left the party. I didn't know what to say, so I left the party. I was a little nervous, so I left. And remember, I said, I told you about this since December. And when I told you December, y'all laughed at me. It's kind of like a Noah's Ark thing. I'm over here building this fucking ark. You're for your Bible aficionados. I'm over here building this fucking ark, and all y'all doing is laughing at me. Say, that shit ain't going to happen. I ain't going to happen. Women ain't going to be aggressive. Man, that's bullshit. Man, women have never been. I told you. And when y'all went to those 4th of July, remember, I called you. I gave you. I did all that shit. Y'all motherfuckers got scared by these women that were acting the fuck out. But what do I tell you in August? Same thing. I tell you now, I'll tell you in every August, you're going to get nothing but free, aggressive, legal women that are looking to get some shit going. And if you can't handle that aggression, which you can't, y'all run away from it. So most of you guys actually don't really want to actually fuck. Y'all don't want to fuck. Y'all really don't want, y'all think you want pussy, but when opportunity hits, it's there. You go to my website, the dating chat line is right there. Y'all can't handle those women there. Some women just want to play with their pussy. They just want to get the fuck off. But y'all can't handle that because y'all ain't built for this shit. Because y'all ain't built like men. And y'all think y'all built, but y'all are always running away from shit. Let me get this question right here. Nude paintings or semi-nude paintings in the room? Okay, E-Dog, I don't understand. Did I not show you? I'm not saying to have anything where her legs are cocked open and you can see her muff. Can you find something that is sensual? Can you find something that doesn't have to? I mean, I don't understand you guys, man. I don't understand you guys. I don't even think you even want to do this shit. Let me check the phone lines real quick before we wrap. All right, lines. All right, we're going to take the lines down. Lines are going to close down. Let me shut the lines up.